Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Psalm 25 and verse 12. Would you read it with me? Who is the man that fears the Lord? The word fear means reverence. Who is the man that reverences? You know what? If people would reverence God more, they wouldn't get in trouble. Hello? Where there's trouble, there's not true reverence. And without true reverence, there isn't true relationship. Who is the man that fears the Lord? Someone who has got reverence. Hello? Him shall he teach in the way he chooses. In way who chooses? God chooses. Not the man chooses. Why? Because there's reverence, isn't there? He himself shall dwell in what? Prosperity. Now let me share something with you very important. Just because somebody's prosperous doesn't mean they're right with God. You don't judge by how much money or material someone has. You judge them by the fruit. Fruits stink. Don't look at, well, how much money they have. It means nothing in the kingdom of God. It's not what you can do for God. It's what God can do through you. And the first thing that must manifest is fruit. Fruit. Always fruit. So if you go back to this, it says, who is the man that fears the Lord? Or who is the man that reverences God? It says, he's going to teach him his ways. The way God chooses to teach him. The way God's going to lead that person. He himself shall dwell in prosperity, and his descendants shall inherit the earth. So we see here that when someone is walking right before God, their descendants are going to get an inheritance, aren't they? Do you know that you are what you've inherited? Everyone say, I am, what I've inherited. That's the name of the teaching tonight. You are what you've inherited. He himself shall dwell in prosperity, and his descendants shall inherit the earth. Oh, hallelujah. The secret of the Lord is with those who what? Fear him or what? Reverence him. Those who reverence God, those who have a close relationship with the Lord's going to reveal secrets. Those are called revelation knowledge. Secrets. Mysteries. Is everybody with me? And he shall show them his what? Covenant. So you got to understand something. Something that's involved in inheritance always is involved in covenant. Amen? So without covenant, there is no inheritance. So when you break covenant, do you lose your inheritance? Amen, you do. That throws a theology out of once saved, always saved, doesn't it? Because when you break covenant, you lose your inheritance. Oh, hallelujah. Go to Numbers 33. Oh, you are what you've inherited. Numbers 33. In verse 50, please. Oh, hallelujah. Is everybody there? In verse 50, read it with me. Now the Lord spoke to Moses in the plains of Moab by the Jordan across from Jericho, saying, speak to the children of Israel and say to them, when you have crossed the Jordan into the land of Canaan, then you shall drive out all the inhabitants of the land from before you. Destroy all their engraved stones, destroy all their molded images, and demolish all their high places. You shall dispossess... check this out. The what? Inhabitants, of the land and dwell in it, for I have given you the land to what? Possess. Now this is something very powerful. Not only is this physical, but it's spiritual. Do you remember when Jesus went into the temple and he made a whip and what did he do? He drove out all the money changers, didn't he? Why? Because he was trying to bring a new inheritance because he was bringing a new covenant. He was trying to restore the covenant and the inheritance that God promised to Adam and Eve. But when they blew it, they lost it. God had to sacrifice an animal in the garden for them to retrieve part of their inheritance, but they could not receive all of it or the fullness of it. Is everybody with me? Oh, why? Because covenant was broken. Let's keep going. Verse 54. And you shall divide the land by lot as an inheritance among your families. To the larger you shall give a larger inheritance, and to the smaller you shall give a smaller inheritance. There everyone's inheritance shall be whatever falls to him by lot. You shall inherit according to the tribes of your fathers. So we see that these here were handed down, weren't they? But if you do not drive out the inhabitants of the land from before you, then it shall be that those whom you let remain shall be irritants in your eyes and thorns in your sides. They shall harass you in the land where you dwell. Oh, hallelujah. Some of us are still being tormented because we haven't drove out those inhabitants. Hello? Come on, you get it? God is trying to bring the fullness of his inheritance to me and you. But until we can obey the fullness of the covenant, the fullness of the inheritance is not granted. Is everybody with me? So you and I have a part of our inheritance, don't we? Our first purpose is to maintain covenant, right? By maintaining covenant, we must become obedient. Without being obedient, you can't walk in your covenant and receive your inheritance. How many times is the devil, what's his purpose? He's come to steal, kill, and destroy, hasn't he? What's he trying to do? He's trying to steal your inheritance, isn't he? He stole Adam's. He stole Eve's. Amen? And then that came down the family line, didn't it? Everyone has been born into a messed up family. Dysfunctional. Hello. Praise God. Inherit the land. Bring a new covenant. A new inheritance. Remove the old. That's just the same thing with me and you. So we must first drive out the inhabitants. Now listen, there's two types of inheritance. There's the earthly one and there's the spiritual one. The one is tangible and the one is eternal. There's the present inheritance and there's the future inheritance. Amen? There's the godly inheritance and there's the ungodly inheritance. Now the Word talks about people who can bless themselves. There are people who worked hard. Amen? They've built businesses. They've done all kinds of things and whatever. They've built themselves an inheritance. Built themselves an inheritance. Let me repeat that again. Built themselves an inheritance and passed it down their family line. But it's an inheritance that will burn. Amen? So people may live comfortably on this realm, but when they get on the other side, it ain't going to be too comfortable. Hello? Oh, to God be the glory. Now, inheritance comes by basically two things. The first one is death. It gets passed on. Or age of maturity. Is everybody with me? Or age of maturity. God is not going to give you the fullness of inheritance that is rightfully yours until you mature. It's just like if you've ever gone and heard things about, well, you know, when I'm turned 18 or 21 or 50, hello, whatever it is, there's more of an inheritance coming. Why? Because God is entrusting you, isn't he? Entrusting you. So you got to understand something. That you and I have such a part to play in not only the present inheritance, but the eternal inheritance. Because the Word even tells us to lay up your treasures in heaven where there's great rewards, isn't there? So many people are trying to lay up their treasures here. They're more concerned about now, what's best for them, instead of the eternal purpose. Amen? So when God gives us something to do, we must first complete it before we can go on. Because what happens is then we lose the trust of God. We have a tendency to continue to go on and not come back and fulfill what God has asked us to do. That's why he says, come back to your first love. Come back to your first works. Why? So he can fulfill the inheritance that he has for us and that you can maintain the covenant. It's very important. So you are what you've inherited. Amen? And you have the ability to alter your inheritance and alter your descendants' inheritance of what you do now. Oh, hallelujah. Hosea chapter 4, and verse 6. Oh, praise be to God. You are what you've inherited. Glory to God. Hosea 4, 6. Is everybody there? Everybody ought to know the scripture in here by now. Shouldn't even have to turn to it. I mean, please read it with me. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Knowledge means what? Truth. My people are destroyed for not following the truth. And because you reject the knowledge, you reject the truth, because you reject the counsel, correction, and direction, I also will reject you from being priests for me. That's someone who's close to God. And because you have forgotten the law of your God and the things I've told you, I also will forget your children. Hello, that's something that's inherited. That's called inherited curse. Amen? Curse brought down the family line. You are what you've inherited. Now we know that there's physical inheritance and spiritual inheritance, right? You know, many of us look like some parts of our family. Some of us have never even seen our family. We still look some part of it because there's an inheritance. Do you ever notice how you act like somebody that sometimes I see my aunt, my uncle, I don't know, my mother, my father, and me. Why? Because that's a character that's been inherited. That's a DNA character, but even the DNA can change. You can actually change it by what you do. Look at what incest brings. It brings sickness and disease down the family line, doesn't it? People with Down syndrome, there's usually incest in the family line, somewhere along the line. Hey, just because you haven't seen it, in other words, you haven't seen your mother or father, your grandparents or whatever, but it's somewhere down the line something has happened and you've just been the recipient of it. Somebody must be the recipient of it. Amen? And he says, because you have forgotten your children, you've forgotten the law, I'm going to reject your children. I'm going to forget your children, not reject them, but forget them. Why? Because of that inheritance will not become to them until we get back in line. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Is everybody okay? Jesus, the disciples of Jesus, if you recall in some of the scriptures, I'm not going to go through all of them, they were at this place and they saw this crippled individual, and the disciples said, Lord, is he this way because of his parents or his forefathers, or did he sin? Was this because of his own sin? And the Lord said, no, it's neither his family line nor him. It was for the glory of God, and he healed them. Right? But see, even the disciples knew then about inherited curses and about an inheritance. See, you're going to receive an inheritance that's good and bad. Hello? You're going to receive an inheritance that is present and future. Everyone in this room has received that inheritance. You have been walking it and living it since the day you've been born. Every one of us. And most of us and every one of us in this room has walked in an altered inheritance. Hello? It's been altered. Been altered from the time of Adam and Eve, and it's been altered by our fathers and forefathers. It's been altered. It's been altered by soul ties. The Bible says that a man shall leave his mother and father and become one flesh with his wife. That's an inheritance. It's a covenant. And when people fall out of line, even though they repent, they still have to receive. They still reap. David went through the same thing. David, check this out. David, who God chose, right? David fell, killed his right-hand man and fell into fornication and had a child. Nathan, the prophet, went to him and said, man, you blew it. David fell to his face. Normally, it would be death. And the Lord spoke through Nathan and said, listen, I'm going to spare your life, but you're going to lose that kid. You'll never be able to build my house. Your sword will never rest again. And David had a heart to build God's house. And a curse will come down your family line. And all of your sons and your daughters and so forth will fall into fornication the same way you did. Hello? Until somebody gets totally right. Is everybody with me? Because it goes to about third and fourth generation. And then David blew it again. What did he do? He numbered the people, didn't he? What did the Lord say to David? He said, okay, now, well, let's go through this again. I'm going to give you three choices. He said, you can either, a famine can come and wipe out all of these people. You can fall by the sword with it in war through this other military, or you can fall in my hands and I'll take care of it in my judgment. And David said, man, I'd rather fall in the hands of the Lord. Right? So you got to understand that things that you and I do can alter the inheritance. It can even alter the DNA of our descendants. Is everybody with me? You are what you've inherited. You're walking right now in this world. Look at addiction. Addiction is a curse. It's a curse. These guys that are going out and these women and so forth that are going out and molesting children, they are cursed. They're demonized. The Bible says, come out from among them and don't touch the unclean things. Now, there's three types of curses: inherited, self-imposed, and temporary. We all know that. Amen? So you are what you've inherited. Is everybody with me? And what we need to do is come out of this inheritance. It's been available for me and you to come out of this inheritance. But some people go back into that inheritance of bondage because they refuse just what the scripture says. Because you've forgotten the law or the ways of your Lord God, I will reject your children. For the children to be rejected or forgotten, it's got to first come to the family. Then it goes back down the line. Is everybody with me? Oh, hallelujah. Go to Job chapter 13. You know how many times the devil just says, well, you can just ask God for forgiveness. Yeah, you can. But you're still going to reap what you sowed. Of course, the quicker you ask for forgiveness, the less you reap. Amen? Job 13 and verse 23. Read it with me, please. Job 13 and verse 23. How many are my iniquities and sins? Make me know my transgression and my sin. Now, iniquities are inherited curses. Why do you hide your face and regard me as your enemy? Will you frighten a leaf driven to and fro? And will you pursue dry stubble? For you write better things against me and make me inherit the iniquities of my youth. Why? Because that individual was born with these iniquities or inherited curses, weren't they? You put my feet in the stocks and watch closely all of my paths. You set a limit for the soles of my feet. Let me share with you. These inherited curses limit us in certain areas to grow spiritually. That's why they must be broke. You are limited at what you can do. Why? Because you are what you've inherited. So if you are what you've inherited, to come out of these until they're broke, you can't go any further. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Go to Psalm 37. Psalm 37. Things that limit us, things that alter. Now the Word tells us in Galatians, hallelujah. Go to Psalm 37, put your finger there. Hallelujah. And then go to Galatians. We might as well go right to the root so different fruit can be manifested. Hallelujah. Galatians chapter 5, verse 19. Would you read it with me? Now the works of the flesh are evident. Now these are things that will alter your inheritance and down the family line. Adultery, fornication. But I repented. It's still altered. Hello? I repented. It's still altered. Does everybody understand that? Okay, now once you've repented, what do you have to do? You have to break things, man. You got to break this stuff off. You can't just go, Lord, forgive me. Yes, that's how you start it, because the blood, then the Spirit comes. And the Spirit will tell you what you need to break. You understand that? That's why you have a two-edged sword. You must break these things. That's why it's called renouncing them. Renouncing the hidden things, right? Oh, hallelujah. Now the works of the flesh are evident. Adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. In other words, there's that word again, inherit. Is everybody with me? Those who are doing such things cannot walk in the fullness of your inheritance. And that's what Jesus is trying to do. Bring us the fullness of the inheritance for each and every one of us. Why? Because you are what you've inherited. You are what you've inherited right now. But you know what? The devil don't want you to know who you are. Because as a man thinks, so he is. Once you know who you are able to take that new inheritance and utilize it for your benefit. Because the benefit is actually going to bring glory to God and not to you. But when we trample such things, that's why the Bible talks about trampling the Spirit of grace, what does that do? It alters your inheritance. Now, we know the Scripture that all things work to the good to those who are called to love, who love the Lord and called to His purpose. Of course, all things will work to the good. But man, it takes a little bit longer. Did you ever notice when you break covenant with God, it just doesn't heal overnight? Amen? Because it takes a little bit longer. People who backslide, backslide, and backslide, it takes a little bit longer because the Lord doesn't, He takes that arena in their life and He backs up. Because why? That person's got to earn His trust. He's got to earn His trust. Sometimes people are going, well, man, I want to go right back to where I was before when I was walking with the Lord. No, you need to go further than that because that walk wasn't sufficient enough or you wouldn't be in the place you are now. Hello? And then people want everything restored instantly. Yes, I want this back. I want my family. I want this. I want that. I want I. That's moving ahead of God. That means you want to build the house. And you're going to build your own inheritance that will burn. Well, I feel I deserve it. Oh, to God be the glory. Oh, praise God. Go to Psalm 37. Those are things that will alter your inheritance. There were things that are altered DNA going down the family line. Fornication. All of these things will alter, won't they? Does everybody understand that? Lying. You know how many times people bring a self-imposed curse? Did you ever tell somebody you were going to do something and didn't? You just change your inheritance. You change the DNA of going down to your family line. Why? Because you lied. But I didn't do it on purpose. It doesn't matter. You lied. You understand that? Man, I'm telling you, the Lord hits me every other day. Brings me, God, you said something you didn't do. I said, oh, forgive me, Lord, I repent. I break that. I curse every corruptible seed and command it to loose me and every associated spirit with it to leave me. Does everybody understand that? See, every corruptible seed Satan can plant, there's an associated spirit with it. Then you'd be thinking you're hearing from the Holy Ghost and you're hearing from a familiar spirit. Every time you say something and you don't do it, you bring a self-imposed curse. Does everybody understand it? That's Satan's ploy, isn't it? God just said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Every time you accuse someone and gossip about someone, you bring a self-imposed curse. Probably we should be talking about everybody else when we can keep ourselves. Remember, the tongue says, can start a whole place on fire, can't it? It's the most unruly thing. This tongue promotes self. It promotes self and beats everybody else down. That's why the best thing to do is pray in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Psalm 37. Where are we at? Thank you. In verse 27. Oh, hallelujah. Depart from evil and do what? And dwell for what? Evermore. For the Lord loves justice and does not forsake his saints. They are preserved forever, but the descendants of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell in it forever. Oh, hallelujah. They shall dwell in the land forever. Now, Israel is the Lord's inheritance. He has promised them land. It's amazing now how the whole world is trying to take the land away from Israel. They have no idea what they're doing, man. You're messing with God's inheritance. They have no idea what this is about. In fact, the nations that will mess with Israel are going to be destroyed. That's God's chosen land, chosen people. But you and I have been grafted in it now. So now you're the apple of his eye. You have the same inheritance as the Jew. Now there's no longer Jew nor Gentile. We are Christ. Oh, hallelujah. But see, if you don't know that, you're going to still walk in that old inheritance. You used to be going, woe is me and my daddy and my mommy and this and that, whatever. Instead of walking in the fullness of who you are because of who he is. People still grumbling and complaining. Woe is me and all this other stuff. You know why? They're still walking in their inheritance from the carnality. And they're feeding it. Let me share with you something else that will change and alter the inheritance and what you feed. People have inherited diabetes, right? Okay, it's an inherited curse, isn't it? Amen? Sickness is a curse, isn't it? Amen? So once we repent, we break it and so forth. Well, listen, that it can still be there if you're still eating the same diet your family did, so you're supporting it. Does everybody understand? It's the same thing spiritually. If you're still feeding those spirits with anger and fear and anxiety that's brought down that line, you're still feeding that old inheritance. Addiction. It's a curse. It's broken. Okay, the person repents. He breaks it, loses himself, but he's still hanging around those who are using. Still has desires and so forth. Alcohol, cigarettes, all of those things, whatever it is, what is it doing? It's bringing self-fulfillment, false fulfillment, isn't it? Because of the emptiness that only Christ and the inheritance of Christ that can fulfill. Oh, praise be to God. Did we read Psalm 37 yet? Good. Go to 34 right here, verse 34. Would you read it with me? Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, you shall see it. Wow. You'll see it. That's why it's important for us not to move ahead of God, but to be led by God. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. So we see the righteous inherit the land. Amen? Proverbs 3. Now listen, if you're getting convicted tonight, praise God. You got an opportunity to repent and get your new inheritance. That's what it's about. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Don't take it personal. Amen? Take what God has given you. Why? Because let me tell you, he's about to explode in this place. Things are about to happen tremendously in this earth. And I want to be a part of it. I don't want to be on the bandstands watching the glory of God flow through. I want to be right in the river. Dead. Hallelujah. Dead man in a river. That's a whole nother teaching. Praise God, dead men in a river. Glory to God. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 31. Would you read it with me? Proverbs 3 verse 31. Do not envy the oppressor and choose none of his ways. For the perverse person is an abomination to the Lord, but his secret counsel is with the upright. Some people are still waiting for revelation. Amen? Let me tell you, revelation is right there. It's not always about lightning. It's not always about thunders. It's not always about revelation. It's getting something and understanding it and imparting it. Amen? See, without revelation, the word says my people go astray, or they flow to the side instead of walking uprightly. But even when revelation comes, You've got to use it. Amen? Revelation isn't given to puff up your flesh. Revelation is to bring you counsel, correction, and direction so that you can walk upright. It's not about being right. It's about getting right. 99.9% of the time, revelation comes to get an individual right. Hello? Oh, hallelujah. Where are we at? 33. Let's go. The curse of the Lord is on the house of the wicked, but he blesses the home of the just. Surely he scorns the scornful and gives grace to the humble. The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the legacy of fools. So we see that eternal inheritance of what? Glory. Amen. But shame shall be the legacy of what? Fools. Oh, hallelujah. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. When my daughter Alyssa was born, she was born with ancestral curses and all kinds of things. And as soon as she came out of the womb, we brought her to the Lord, broke curses off, and so forth. One of the first things we started to do was to change her diet. We began to change her diet. Why? Because we were not going to feed that ancestral curse that was brought down the line. See, it can be altered. So the first thing we were told was to give her goat milk. We began to give her goat milk. It's very nutritious. I used to juice carrots and celery and stuff and put it in ice cube trays. And then every bottle she would take, I'd pop one ice cube out and put it in there so she was getting live enzymes. Now, that's not a standard child's feeding, is it? We didn't buy anything canned or nothing. Everything that kid got was live food. Everything was live food because she had all kinds of skin problems and whatever when she was born. And we didn't know what to do. And the Lord changed. He told us to put her on a special diet and alter it. You know, I'm going to share something with you. Vaccinations. You know how many of us have changed because of vaccinations? People don't realize. You know how many kids have died because of vaccinations? You know how many kids have they've gotten all kinds of sicknesses and diseases from vaccinations? I always wonder what I would have been like if I never got vaccinated. Really? You know, because I was a troubled kid. I'm just a semi-troubled adult. Hallelujah. I'm trouble for the devil now, praise be to God. Hallelujah. Because of my new inheritance. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. But ever since we changed Lissy's diet, she outgrew that inheritance. She outwit that inheritance. See, an inheritance change means something must happen. Something must die. Hello? Something's got to die for a change. How are things inherited? Death and maturity. Death and maturity. Those are how things are inherited. Death and maturity. Death to self and maturing, right? Oh, hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. In verse 17, would you read it with me? We all know this one, I hope. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Wow, wait a minute, all things. All things, that means you have a new inheritance. You're walking in a new covenant, and you have a new inheritance. That means that as you walk in this new covenant and this new inheritance is there waiting for you, as you maintain covenant and you change your diet, I'm talking about spiritually, of course physically will help too, things are going to change in your life and you'll be able to send that new inheritance down to your descendants. Remember, the word tells us that when someone comes to the Lord, their house will be saved. Amen? That's an internal inheritance. Now, they still may be struggling now. Their present inheritance might not be manifested because of what they're doing, but they'll be either on their sick bed or their dead bed, and they're going to come to the Lord and get home. You may never see certain parts of your family or whatever again, but they're going to come home no matter what. Oh, hallelujah. He who is in Christ is a what? New creation. Old things have passed away. Old what? How can old things pass away? It's associated with what? Old inherited curses. Hello? All things have passed away, that inheritance. The old man inheritance has passed away, and behold, all things are made new if you are in Christ. In Christ means covenant keeping. Covenant keeping. So you know what that means? That means you have a choice of your inheritance. You have a choice to follow the inheritance or receive the inheritance of your forefathers or your father. You make the choice. Has everybody got it? Go to Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized in Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Ooh. You are not only Abraham's seed, but you're heirs to the promise. Because you've been grafted. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 6. And it's good to hear the pages turning on a Tuesday night. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Oh, praise you, Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 9. Would you read it with me? Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelries, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. Why? Because it's been altered. Now think about this. This is pretty wild because some of these deceived pastors and so forth who are marrying same sex, has their inheritance been altered? You bet. Has the DNA of their descendants been altered? You bet. Does everybody understand that? In verse 11, and such were some of you, but you were what? Washed, but you were what? Sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Oh, hallelujah. So sinners can't inherit the eternal birthright, nor the present birthright, can they? They can and not inherit it. Go to Romans 8. Romans chapter 8, in verse 16. Okay, let's start at 14. Would you read it with me? For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with Him, that we may also be glorified together. So who's trying to steal your inheritance and alter it? Satan and the kingdom of darkness, right? So that means there's going to be resistance, isn't there? You're going to want to do the right thing, and the powers of darkness are going to try and convince you to do the unrighteous thing. Amen? You're going to want to do the righteous thing, but the powers of darkness are going to try and get you to do the unrighteous thing. Why? So it can alter the inheritance. Is everybody with me? I mean, do you understand this? This is so important because we may look around and see people. I'm telling you, I look around and see people that are messed up and whatever, and I don't look at the individual messing up. I look at their inheritance. Look what they've inherited. Because it isn't them. It wasn't you. But now that you know the truth, you have a part to play in that inheritance. But there are many who do not. Remember, the earth has been brought up. There was a curse on the world. Why? Who's the ruler of the world? Mr. Curse himself. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Praise be to God. Okay, let's go to Galatians 4. Galatians chapter 4. Is everybody there? Start at verse 1 through something. Galatians 4. Praise God. Oh, yeah, 1 through 7. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, does not differ from a slave, though his master is of all, but is under guardians and stewards until the time appointed by the father. That's called maturity, isn't it? Even so, we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. So now you and I are adopted, but because in adoption, it allows you to have the full right of the inheritance equal to those who are blood. Because now we've come under the true blood. In verse 6, yes. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. Therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Man, I'm telling you, you're an heir. I shared this before. One day I was driving this woman home from church. She was an elderly woman, and she couldn't walk very well. So I wanted to bring her as close as I could to the curb. And I parked in this place. It was basically said no parking. Hello. And I got out of the car and opened up her side and was helping. She goes, "You can't park there." I said, "Don't worry about it. My father owns this place." She looked at me. She said, "He really owns this place?" I said, "Yes." I said, "Your father owns this place too." Then she got it. "Oh, our father. Yeah, he owns it, right." Okay. You know? Why? I'm using my inheritance. I'm walking what God has given me. He said, "Take the land." And it's got to be taken by force, doesn't it? But everything must be done in prayer. First thing that needs to be taken back and the inhabitants need to be removed is this. Right here, this piece of property. Hello? Bought with a tremendous price. No man can pay the price for this piece of property. There is no cost. Hello? No, it's unlimited. There's no selling price for this piece of property. There's no selling price for your piece of property. Only God himself can come and pay that price. God paid the price for that piece of property. Oh, hallelujah. Is everybody all right? Amen. Go to Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians 1. Oh, praise God. Is everybody there? In verse, let's see, 11. Verse 11. 11 through 14. Read it with me. "In him also we have obtained an inheritance, predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, that we who first trusted in Christ should be to the praise of his glory. In him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also having believed you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession of the praise of his glory." Oh, is that wonderful or what? So the Holy Spirit is the promise. He's the down payment for your inheritance. He's the one who's going to be the keeper. Without relationship and fellowship of the Holy Spirit, it's very difficult to walk an upright life. Everybody got it? Why? Because that relationship is empowering you. In fact, one of the greatest things of your new inheritance is power. Hello? Power. Power to what? Say no to the devil and yes to him. Power. Power to cast out devils. Power. You have power now. That's a part of your inheritance. That was the first down payment of your inheritance, was that you would have power to maintain so that your fullness of the inheritance could come. Power. That's in Acts 1:8. Power. Go to Matthew 25. Oh, hallelujah. Matthew 25. Ooh, beautiful. Verse 31. Matthew 25 and verse 31. "When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats." Now, what's a goat? It's a rebellious believer. Hello. It's a rebellious believer. That's what a goat is. "And he will set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food, and I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in,'" and so forth. In verse 40, "And the king will answer and say to them, 'Assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me.' Then he will also say to those on the left, 'Depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For when I was hungry, you fed yourself. When I was thirsty, you drank more and didn't give enough away. When I was a stranger, you ignored me. When I was in prison, you forsook me. When I was sick, you left me. You didn't even visit me.' And then I'll say, 'Well, Lord, I don't understand this.' And he said, 'Listen, if you've done it to the least of these, you've done it to me.' And so forth, 'You have forsaken me, I will forsake you.' Because there's a spiritual law called sowing and reaping. What you sow is what you reap. You sow mercy, you reap mercy. Amen? Whatever you sow is what you reap. Those are the difference between self-imposed curses or not. Go to 1 Peter chapter 3. 1 Peter chapter 3. We really need to get this in our spirit. We'll maybe be a little bit more careful what we say and what we do. And we'll be a little bit more sensitive after we've done it. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse... let's see here. Ooh. Verse 8. "Finally, all of you be what? Of one mind, having compassion for one another. Love as brothers. Be tender-hearted. Be courteous. Not returning evil for evil or reviling for reviling. but on the contrary, blessing, knowing that you are called to this, that you may what? Inherit a blessing. Wow. That you may inherit a blessing. You know, sometimes your greatest fight is right before the blessing's coming, because the devil's trying to get you out of position. Your greatest struggle is right before the blessing. Because see, the powers of darkness see the hand of God moving on your behalf, and they're trying to prevent it or intervene. And the devil starts putting all these carnal stuff in you. Starts putting fear, worry, and anxiety. What he's trying to do is get you to the place where you try and fix it yourself and not wait on God. Why? Because he knows that he can alter your inheritance and the DNA down your family line. Proverbs chapter 20. Oh, to God be the glory. Proverbs 20. In verse 20 and 21, whoever curses his father or his mother, his lamp will be put out in deep darkness. An inheritance gained hastily at the beginning will not be blessed at the end. Whoa. Do you remember the two sons? One wanted his inheritance, and the other one was still working hard with the father, staying close, living on the ranch, and staying close and waiting for whatever God wanted. The other one wanted his inheritance then. He wanted what God had, what was due to him. And he took it, and then he left the ranch, left his family and so forth and his father. And he went out and he tried to build what he had. And he blew it all. Thinking, had big dreams and whatever. Yes, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do it right. And it may sound good. He made it, probably made a good couple of investments in the beginning, but then afterwards, pondered it all away. He ended up in the what, pig pen? Amen. He said, man, I should have just stayed right where I was. Well, I mean, my father's servants are eating better than I am now. And he blew his inheritance. He blew everything that God had given him because he moved ahead of God. Does everybody understand that? See, the devil wants to steal that from you. He wants you to burn it up. He wants you to alter it. That's why he's called cunning. He's not stupid. If you look back in the scriptures, you'll see that God created him with greatest wisdom. He's been around a lot longer than me and you. And he knows what your inheritance is. He knows what's due to you. But he knows what will move it and alter it is getting you out of position. Because God's perfect will is his perfect timing. Is everybody with me? Oh, hallelujah. In verse 21, an inheritance gained hastily at the beginning will not be blessed at the end. Why? Because if you do it in your own strength, I don't care what you do for the kingdom. If you've done it in your strength, it will burn. No matter what. Oh, hallelujah. Hebrews 11. It'd be a bummer to do a lot of things for the kingdom of God. All these people get saved and you don't get credited. Because you did it in your own strength. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 8. Read it with me. By faith, Abraham what? He what?
Obeyed.
Say it again.
Obeyed.
Obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as a what?
Inheritance.
Here's a man that waited on God, man. And he went out not knowing where he was going. He didn't even know. He just went because God said, go. Oh, hallelujah. And what did he do? He inherited the blessing. So obedience is associated with your inheritance. Amen? Obedience is associated with your inheritance. Praise God. Go to Galatians 6, verse 15. Oh, start at 14. Start at 12. For as many as desire to make a good showing in the flesh, I had to get that in. I mean, you know, let's get to the root. Let's read that one again. As many as desire to make a good showing in the flesh, these would compel you to be circumcised, only that they may not suffer persecution for the cross of Christ. Ooh, they just want to bypass it. For not even those who are circumcised keep the law, but they desire to have you circumcised that they may boast in your flesh. But God forbid that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything, but a new creation. Why? A new creation brings a what? New inheritance. Amen? A new inheritance. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, and as a man thinketh, so he is. The word says that those put their minds on the ways of the flesh shall perish. And those who put their mind in the ways of the Spirit shall have life and peace. Now, the new creation. Oh, hallelujah. I share with you already some of the inheritance of the new creation is the power. Power. Power of the Holy Spirit. Power to cast out devils. Power. Somebody got it? Power. The other one, his blessings. The word tells us in the book of Ephesians that you are blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. This is a part of the new inheritance from the new covenant because you're a new creation. Power, blessing. What's in this blessing? Spiritual gifts, healings, revelation, walk with the King of Glory. Amen? These are blessings. Oh, hallelujah. One of the things of the old inheritance is, of course, me, myself, and I, which is pride. Pride is the number one killer. Pride says, I can do it. Pride justifies what it does. Pride. Personal reverence into a deadly end. P-R-I-D-E. Pride. That's the old inheritance. When you begin to associate and you see pride, pride boasts, justifies why it should and why somebody else did. Accuses. Pride. Pride protects oneself so it can't be exposed. Usually runs because exposure is about to happen. Pride. Personal reverence into a deadly end. Pride. Pride can't submit. Justifies what it wants, it has to submit to. Always feels it can do a better job than somebody else. Pride. Can God trust an individual with pride? No. No. Can't. Remember something, when King Saul was anointed, and Samuel anointed Saul, and he said, the Lord has anointed you. Got to change you. Got to change you from the old man to a new man with the anointing. Amen? And he said, go hang out with the prophets. They're going to be ripping off, praising God, prophesying, worshiping. And the Holy Spirit's going to come on them. He's going to come on you. And you're going to be a new man. Why? Because I'm giving you charge of my inheritance, Israel. See, the Holy Spirit is the keeper of the inheritance. But without relationship with Him, your inheritance will be stolen. Look at what happened to Esau. What did he do? He sold his birthright for something to fulfill his flesh. You know how many believers are out there selling their birthright to fulfill their flesh? One night of fornication, one night of drunkenness, they just sold their birthright. And everything they ever worked for and stored up in heaven has been lost. Thank God for repentance to be restored. Amen, because He's in the restoration business, isn't He? Amen. That's family business. Restoration and reconciliation. Why? So that the inheritance can be brought forth. Oh, hallelujah. Colossians chapter 1. Glory to God. What is your new inheritance now? The Bible says no weapon formed against you can prosper. You see this book? It's called the Bible. Here's your new inheritance. Here's the promises right in here, cover to cover. And anything that's not written, that's been guided by the Spirit, is your inheritance. Hello? Jesus said, I have given you the Holy Spirit. The Father has given me all things, and I've given the Holy Spirit all things, and the Holy Spirit has given you all things. What is He talking about? Here's the inheritance. The Word of God, the inheritance became flesh. Amen? Jesus spoke to them in parables. What He was trying to do, give them a picture of their inheritance. They couldn't get it. They rejected their own inheritance. They wanted to stay in their traditions and the ways of the world instead of receiving the inheritance that was right before them, the internal inheritance. Oh, hallelujah. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 9. For this reason we also, since the day we heard it, did not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and in spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to His glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. Oh, hallelujah. Go to Revelation 21. Verse 5. Revelation 21 and verse 5. Then he who sat on the throne said, behold, I make all things what? Glory. Is He omnipresent? Amen. So what He may hear is all things are new, past, present, and future. Then he sat on the throne, behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And I will give of the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirsts. He who overcomes shall what? Inherit all things. And I'll be his God and he shall be my son. So we must overcome. Amen. We must overcome the temptations. We must overcome the ways of the world. We must overcome our old inheritance so the new inheritance can come forth in fulfillment. And I want to close in 1 Peter chapter 1. So when the devil reminds you of your old inheritance, tell him you're not involved in that anymore. You're a new creation. You got a brand new inheritance. So when he reminds you that you've done this, you do that, and whatever, tell them it ain't you. It wasn't me. I'm a new creation, and I have a new inheritance. Hello? He's accused. Remember, he's the accuser. You did this, you did that. Now listen. In some areas, he has a right to accuse. Amen? I mean, come on. He has a right. He has access. Areas, listen, wherever you've allowed him access in your life, that's where you've got to overcome. Amen? 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3. Would you read it with me? Oh, hallelujah. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Now it says begotten. Do you understand that? Now the word, the Bible tells us that Jesus was the only begotten of the Father. But you and I are begotten. Why? Because the word became flesh. Now the flesh becomes word. Everybody got it? Why? Because you are the joint heir of Christ. You are the offspring of the anointed one and his anointing. You are the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Amen? Trying to combine their name all in one. Ivor Jacob, you know. Hallelujah. Has everybody got it? You are a joint heir, an offspring, child of God, Christ, new inheritance. Break that old one off. Don't feed the old inheritance. Depart from evil. Don't touch anything unclean. Don't feed the old inheritance. Some of us need to change our diet, spiritually and physically. Don't feed the old inheritance. You can't live on candy bars and Coke. You become goofy, not spiritual. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. To what? An inheritance, incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Me and you. Hello? Me and you. See, you and I are now God's inheritance. We're his inheritance. See, we have an inheritance, but we're his inheritance. We are the apple of his eye. And he wants to express himself through me and you to this world. Amen? Father, we give you glory and honor and praise. We thank you, Lord. And Lord, any area that we are feeding our old inheritance, we repent and we break and renounce it and loose ourselves from those things. Again, everyone in this room, curse every corruptible seed that's been imparted in everyone in the name of Jesus, and command those corruptible seeds to wither and die, and every associated spirit, those corruptible seeds, we break and loose us from, and command them to loose everyone in this room, that the true inheritance of our new birth will come forth and manifest, and the old inheritance will be behind us in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.